Hi, hi. Thresher here with this week's Neil Young news, and hope everyone out there is enjoying their spring planting season and your crops are going in the ground for future harvesting. Okay, and hopefully everyone is enjoying some of the highlights from the Light Up the Blues benefit, Stephen Stills benefit that Neil Young joined in on a few weeks back here on Thresher Suite Radio. Okay, so in terms of Neil Young news this week, not too much to report, but we do have a possible preview of the upcoming album, The Monsanto Years, the cover. We're not sure for certain whether this is in fact the official cover or not. Could be just a placeholder. But there's an image up on a Instagram account, The Monsanto Years, which appears to be official and appears as if it could be a potential album cover. We shall see. But if you want to check out that image, head on over there to threshersweet.org and check it out. We're holding it up right now in front of the microphone. So if you have exceptional vision, you can see it now as we wave it around in front of the microphone. But otherwise, check out the blog for that. All right, moving along. Up next, just a cool little clip here of Nils Lofgren. I think most Neil Young fans know the story of the relationship between Nils Lofgren and Neil Young over the years. Nils Lofgren recorded on Neil Young's album After the Gold Rush, and this following clip is from a recent Nils Lofgren concert a couple weeks back up in New Jersey, where Nils Lofgren is talking about playing piano on Southern Man for the After the Gold Rush sessions. So let's take a listen to that clip.
17 in 1968, and I was lucky enough when I was 18 years old, Neil Young asked me to play on the After the Gold Rush album. And he asked me to play guitar, sing, and some piano. And when I pointed out I wasn't a professional piano player, he and David Briggs, who I've been living with as producer, reminded me that I'd entered a contest, I had a trophy for accordion, and I've been playing since I was five. And I said, well, yeah, but so, well, we just need some simple piano parts and you'll figure it out. And I was shocked because they had more faith in me than I did, but at that point I kept my mouth shut. And I just said, great. And so I practiced all the time in this funky old upright, we call it the Gold Rush upright. And we recorded it with a remote truck at Neil Young's house way up high in a little mountain in Topanga Canyon, or a high hill or bluff, or pretty high hills. And they were all having lunch, and I just practiced alone underneath them in the studio. And Ralphie, the drummer, stayed behind. And that day, Ralphie and I were playing, we were working up Southern Man. It's a halftime thing, like boom, boom, whack, real slow. And we did that for half an hour. And then, you know, that the old accordion ideas came back. Because, you know, you start with the roll out the barrel, and got a battle to find. The whole oompa oompa thing. And then there's that big classic. I don't want her, you can have her. She's too fat for me. She's too fat. What a disgusting song. Shame on you, sir. Whoever wrote that, shame on you. You should have all your royalties taken away. But anyway, so I got that old oompa oompa, you know. I slowed it down, and me and Ralphie started double timing the beat. We got in this cool jam.
Yeah.
Anyway, when David Briggs, the producer, and Neil came back from the break, and Greg, the bass player, and they're like, what the heck is that? That's Southern Man with a polka beat. As said, well, I don't care what it is. Sounds good. We're doing it. So in the solo, next time you hear the song, you'll notice in the solo, out of the blue, the whole band double times into that groove, and he'll play some great guitar. And then once again, at the end of the song, whap, just double times into that groove and on the way out. And over the Southern Man polka beat, Neil plays some great guitar playing. So it was nice that this old square instrument came up with was responsible for a cool arrangement change and a nice song on that album. But anyway, David got me into playing more piano and asked me to start, you know, writing more with Grin and incorporating it more. So here's a song way back in the Grin days. I'll sing for you called Believe.
Okay, that was Nils Lofgren in concert up in New Jersey, talking about playing piano with Neil Young and Ralph Molina and David Briggs on the Southern Man song. Pretty cool little clip. Thanks to Rob over there on Facebook for capturing that and uploading that. And wrapping up this week, we had a little news item about an upcoming film titled Ricky and the Flash, which probably falls into the pretty obscure category of Neil Young news. However, if one looks a little bit more closely here, there are a number of Neil Young tie-ins to this upcoming film with Meryl Streep and directed by Jonathan Demme. Apparently, Neil Young did coach Meryl Streep on playing guitar and singing and being a rock star. Apparently, Neil Young knows something about that, and maybe Meryl Streep picked up on a few things. And but probably more, closer to home about it all is that Rick Rosas is in the film. He is a bass player in the film, and his stage name is Buster in the band Flash. And so Rick is in the film as well as the soundtrack, and you can see him wearing one of the Earth t-shirts that Neil Young has been touring with. So check that out. There's a trailer we posted on Thrasher Suite the other day. You can check that out and see Rick and check out Meryl and Jonathan Demme and all that. Okay, so just thanks to Hounds the Howl for connecting the dots on that one. All right, so anyway, we'll wrap up here. If you missed anything on the show tonight and want to listen again, we've got a podcast. You can download that and listen to it at your leisure. Link for that's over on the webpage. So in the meantime, peace and love. Stay calm. No fear. Use discernment as always. Be the wheat. Keep on rocking in the free world. Thanks to Eric and Tony up in Burlington, Vermont at WBKM.org.